All right, the question's from Jamie. I have a question about two types of evidence that Christians use to prove the Bible. What do you, and maybe most atheists, think of Saul of Tarsus' conversion and the historical record of at least three of the apostles being martyred for their beliefs as being any kind of proof that Christianity is true? They say that it is very unlikely that people would have died for a lie, and Paul had no reason to suddenly convert. I'm not asking as a Christian, but as kind of a skeptic. Well, it doesn't matter who you ask, as I'll answer it the same way. Christian persecutor Saul had no reason to suddenly convert to super-Christian Paul that we know of. But that's not the same as having no reason to do it. There are plenty of reasons you can imagine. Guilt is an obvious one, but it could simply have been a very persuasive, proselytizing Christian. If Saul had any earthly reason to switch but didn't want to admit to it, the story of Jesus appearing to him on the road to Damascus was a great alternative that his new fellow worshippers would happily accept. Perhaps something really did happen to him, which he mistook for a divine experience. He'd never seen Jesus in life, so any man might have sufficed. The temporary blindness he reported could even be a sign of a stroke, so there are plausible ways in which his judgment could have been impaired. The point is that supporting one's claim by saying or implying there are no alternatives is a very weak argument, unless one can actually establish that there are no possible alternatives. Otherwise, you're claiming that if you don't know of a possibility, there is no such possibility. This is an argument from ignorance, the logical fallacy I most often see in arguments for the existence of God. The argument for the apostles' sacrifice is similar, that they had no reason to die for a lie, quote unquote. As you can see from the linked YouTube search, this is a major talking point for Josh McDowell, Lee Strobel, and other prominent apologists. Again, the short response is that there are plenty of potential reasons. Maybe they believed the lie, or they thought the lie was worthwhile to advance the teachings of Jesus. Maybe the lie was a good short-term measure to keep them from being lynched by their own followers. Not counting Judas, an apostle was first killed 11 years after Jesus died, which isn't bad, considering. Maybe reports of their martyrdom are greatly exaggerated. There are Christians who won't tolerate a bad word about these arguments appealing to the integrity of the earliest disciples. Whenever I address one here, a long thread of comments follows where each of the hypothetical alternatives I presented is attacked in great detail. It's pointless because the alternatives aren't limited to what I personally can imagine, but it shows that this topic genuinely and reliably strikes a nerve. That makes me think that behind the chaff of myriad apologetics Christians are taught and simply repeat, this is one idea that they actually use to reassure themselves that they're right.